Well, good morning, church. I'm Pastor Ray. For any guests who are with us this morning, and I hope you're all doing well. And I invite you to please take your Bibles at this time and turn with me to Exodus chapter 2 and verses 1 through 10. We are continuing our series on famous mothers in the Bible for Mother's Day. And I know, it's not Mother's Day until next week. I get that, but we're doing a double header this year, okay? One message this week, and then a second one next week. And so far in this series, we've been doing this for a number of years now, we've looked at six different mothers in the Bible. Quick review, we've looked at Eve, the mother of all the living, Sarah, the laughing mother, Hagar, the crying mother, Rebecca, the conniving mother, Leah, the unloved mother, and Rachel, the desperate mother. And you can find a link to all of the previous messages in this series in your worship guide this morning. You just go there, click that link if you want to go back and review any of those messages on your own time. But today we are looking at Jochebed, the trusting mother. Next week we'll look at Manoah's wife, the obedient mother. And as with all the messages in this series, even though the messages are about mothers and mostly directed towards mothers, because they come from God's word and because they deal with basic biblical principles, they are applicable to every one of us, whether you're a mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, or son. So we're in Exodus chapter 2 this morning, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 10, but I'll just read verses 1 through 4 as we get started. Exodus chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4. Now, a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when the child, when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. This is the word of God. Will you please join me in prayer? Well, Father God, as we look into your word now, we want to open our hearts to you and to your spirit, and we invite you to speak to us and to speak to our hearts. Help us to change, to be more like Jesus through your word this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, today in our series, we are looking at Jochebed. And you might wonder, well, who's Jochebed? Well, Jochebed was the mother of three famous people in the Bible. She was the mother of Moses, the deliverer of Israel. She was the mother of Aaron, the high priest of Israel. And she was the mother of Miriam, who was a prophetess, poet, and singer in Israel. And so these three were siblings. Aaron was about 3 years older than Moses. Miriam, about 10 years older than Moses. And although Jochebed is not named in our passage today, you won't see her name anywhere here in Exodus chapter 2. She is named in two other places in Scripture. They're both genealogies, and you'll find those in Exodus 6:20 and Numbers 26:59. And Jochebed's name means honor or glory of God. And she certainly honored God with her life and with her faith. In fact, I've entitled today's message, Jochebed, the Trusting Mother, because Jochebed is such a wonderful example of faith in God and learning to trust God with our children. And that's what we're talking about this morning, trusting God with our children. It's not always easy to do that, is it, to trust God with our children? And so this is where Jochebed's story is so important for us to learn. Jochebed trusted God with her son, Moses, and we need to learn to trust God with our children also. So we're going to look at three important lessons about trusting God with your children from our passage today. And let me share with you all three right up front. There's an outline in your worship guide. If you click on that later, if you don't have it already, and you can open that up and to follow along. But here are the three points we're going to look at. First of all, trusting God with your children. First, trust the Lord yourself. Okay? Trust the Lord yourself. Number two, trust your children to the Lord. And then number three, raise your children in the Lord. Trust the Lord yourself. Trust your children to the Lord. Raise your children in the Lord. Okay, let's get started now. First of all, trust the Lord yourself. Before you can trust God with your children, it is essential that you have personal faith in God through Jesus Christ yourself. And we see Jochebed's personal faith in God in the opening two verses of our chapter. So we're here in Exodus chapter 2 now, verses 1 and 2. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. Now Jochebed became pregnant with Moses during a very difficult time. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt at this time. Pharaoh had told the Hebrew midwives to kill any of the Hebrew boys as they were being delivered. And when the midwives refused and let them live, then Pharaoh issued a new order. He said, every boy that is born, you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live. And now that order is found, okay, in the very last verse of Exodus chapter 1. It's the last verse right before our passage this morning where we learn what? That Jochebed is pregnant. So imagine now in this context how Jochebed must have felt when she learned that she was pregnant. You know, they didn't have ultrasounds in those days. And so, you know, she'd be wondering, you know, am I carrying a boy or am I carrying a girl? And wondering about the fate that awaited her child if he was a boy. And then the day of delivery comes and she gives birth to a son. Now, fortunately, as we will see, Jochebed is a wonderful example of personal faith in the Lord. In fact, she, along with her husband, are listed among the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And we read this in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 23. It says this, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. So Hebrews 11 highlights really two aspects of Jochebed's faith from our passage this morning that led to her hiding Moses after he was born. She saw that Moses was no ordinary child and she was not afraid of the king's edict. First, she saw that Moses was not an ordinary child. Now, our passage in Exodus puts it a little differently. It says she saw that he was a fine child. And the word that's translated fine and here in Exodus 2, it's a word that means beautiful, a beautiful child or good. In other words, there was something about Moses that stood out to her, something that made her realize that God had a special purpose for her son. Now, God did have a special purpose for Moses, but the point I want to make this morning for us is that God has a special purpose for every child, for every child. We read this in Psalm 139 in verses 13 through 16. It says this, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. God had a special purpose for Moses. And moms and dads, God has a special purpose for your child also. God created your child in the womb. Your child is fearfully and wonderfully made. All the days ordained for your child were written in God's book before one of them came to be. But you see, it takes faith to see that. And Jochebed saw that. And so by faith, Jochebed hid Moses for 3 months because she saw that he was no ordinary child. Hebrews chapter 11 also tells us that Jochebed had faith because she was not afraid of the king's edict. Now remember, the king ordered that all the Hebrew boys be thrown into the Nile. And so by faith, Jochebed hid Moses for those 3 months. Why? Because she wasn't afraid of the king's command. Now, this took a lot of faith because she was not only risking Moses' life, if she was caught, I mean, he was going to be thrown into the Nile anyways, right? But she was also putting her own life at risk and her whole family as well. Her husband, Amram, and her other two children, Miriam and Aaron. She was risking the whole family here. But Jochebed knew that the king's edict was wrong. And so she obeyed God's law rather than the king's law. It reminds me of the apostles in the New Testament when the religious authorities told them, gave them strict orders to no longer teach in Jesus' name? And what did Peter and the apostles reply in Acts 5, 29? They said, we must obey God rather than men. And so Jochebed trusted God with her child by first trusting the Lord herself. She had faith. She saw something special in her child. She obeyed God rather than the king. And it's the same with you this morning. Before you can trust God with your children, you must first trust the Lord yourself. Trust God that He has a special purpose for your child. Make sure that you obey God rather than man. How do you trust God with your children? First of all, trust the Lord yourself. And then secondly, trust your children to the Lord. Trust your children to the Lord. That's what we see Jochebed doing next with her son Moses. Look at verses 3 and 4 with me now. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. So when she couldn't hide him any longer, what did Jochebed do? She exercised faith by giving her child over to the Lord. She put him in God's hands. She put him in a basket by the banks of the Nile. Moses' older sister Miriam stood at a distance to see what's going to happen. But put yourself in Jochebed's shoes now. Can you imagine giving up your three-month-old baby? Can you imagine after giving birth to your child, after nursing your child, after quieting your child's cries and fear of being discovered, after rocking and holding your child at night? Can you imagine giving up your child, not knowing now what's going to happen to him? But you see, Jochebed had done all that she could do. And now she needed to trust God by giving her child to the Lord. You know, letting your children go is never easy for a parent. And it doesn't happen just once, does it? It happens over and over again, right? You know, the first time leaving your child with a sitter, the first time dropping your child off to preschool, graduation, marriage, over and over again. It's been said mothers begin saying goodbye to their children from the moment they are born. And so you need to start giving your children to the Lord from the moment they are born. I think of Samuel the prophet's mother, Hannah, in the Old Testament. Hannah made a vow in Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, saying, I will give him, speaking of Samuel, I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. She actually made that vow even before her son was born. Part of trusting God with your children is giving your children to the Lord. Because you know what? They're His anyways, right? They belong to Him. You just need to give them to Him in faith. And you got to do that over and over again. And then once you've given your children to the Lord, you need to trust God's sovereign care. I love this next section of our passage because here we see God's amazing, loving, sovereign, providential, protective care in Moses' life. Look at verses 5 and 6 with me now. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Now, I want you to notice the irony here, right? Pharaoh ordered all the male Hebrew babies killed, as if it were only the men who are dangerous to his kingdom. But look how God worked through the women here, right? God worked, first of all, through the midwives who spared the Hebrew babies. God worked through Jochebed, who hid Moses for 3 months. God worked through Miriam, who watched over Moses in the basket. And now God works through Pharaoh's own daughter, who comes along and finds the baby in the basket and has compassion on him. But wait, there's more. It gets even better. Look at verses 7 and 8. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Oh my, isn't God good? Jochebed gives her baby to the Lord, and God gives him right back. Pharaoh's daughter needs someone to nurse the baby. Quick-thinking Miriam steps in and says, I know just the right person. Look at all that happened here under God's sovereign care. You've got Moses in the basket. You have just the right place along the banks of the Nile. You have the timing of Pharaoh's daughter arriving. You have baby Moses crying and then Pharaoh's daughter having compassion. You've got Miriam being right there, Miriam offering to get someone to nurse the baby. Pharaoh's daughter agreeing. Only God could work out all of these details in such a marvelous way. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 in the New Testament says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God is sovereign and God is good. And when you give your children to the Lord, you can trust God's sovereign care. You can trust that God loves your children even more than you do. You can trust that God can take better care of your children than you can. And so this is the second way Jochebed trusted God with her child. She trusted Moses to the Lord. When she couldn't hide him any longer, she put him in the basket, among the reeds, along the bank of the Nile. And in God's sovereignty, Pharaoh's daughter found the basket. And she felt sorry for the baby. How do you trust God with your children? Number one, trust the Lord yourself. Number two, trust your children to the Lord. And then number three, raise your children in the Lord. Look at verses 9 and 10 with me now. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, this is to Moses' mother, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. The name Moses sounds like the Hebrew word for drawing out. Now, I want you to notice another part of God's sovereign care here. See, not only does Jochebed get her baby back, she even gets paid to take care of him. God is so good. Now, Jochebed probably got Moses back for about 3, maybe as much as 5 years. And this was plenty of time for her to teach him about God and God's people and God's plan. I'm sure she taught him about God creating the world, how God created the world, about Noah and the flood. She would have taught him about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, about Joseph and Egypt, and about God's earlier promise to Abraham that God would deliver his people from Egypt after 400 years of slavery. God, in his sovereignty, allowed Jochebed to raise Moses herself and to teach him faith in God. Then when he was older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. He became her son. And this was all part of God's sovereign plan to rescue the people of Egypt, the people of Israel, from slavery in Egypt. Jochebed knew that she had limited time with her son. And so you can imagine her urgency in teaching him all that she could. And parents, I want you to understand this morning, you also have limited time with your children before they move on. And so may you also have that same sense of urgency. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. So how do you do it? How do you raise your children in the Lord? Let me just highlight 3 things here. First of all, teach them God's word. Teach them God's word. Deuteronomy 11 says this, fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. We read Paul's words to Timothy in the New Testament. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, he talks to Timothy about how from infancy, Timothy, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And so it's so important to teach your children God's word. Teach them about God and Jesus from the Bible. Teach them the stories of the Bible. Teach them about God's love and his promises. Teach them about sin and the need for forgiveness. Teach them about Jesus and the cross and salvation through faith in Him. How do you raise your children in the Lord? First of all, teach them God's Word. And then secondly, number two, bring them to church. Bring them to church. Hebrews 10:25 says this, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Coming to church as a family is so important to raising your child in the Lord. It is in the church that your child learns to love God and God's people. It is by going to church every week as a family that your child learns to worship. They learn the importance of church so that they will make it a part of their own life someday. I sometimes put this saying out front on our church sign by the road. Don't send your children to church. Don't send them. Bring them. Bring your children to church. Come as a family. It is one of the most important things you can do to raise your children in the Lord. And then thirdly and finally, pray with them and for them. Prayer is essential for your children. We read in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, "Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them." And when you pray with and for your children, you are following Jesus' example, who gladly prayed for the children brought to him. O. Halsby wrote to parents, "See to it night and day that you pray for your children. Then you will leave them a great legacy of answers to prayer, which will follow them all the days of their life. Then you may calmly and with a good conscience depart from them, even though you may not leave them a great deal of material wealth." How do you raise your children in the Lord? Teach them God's word. Bring them to church. Pray with them and for them. And then you know what? It's time to let them go again. Once again, it seems mothers are forever saying goodbye to their children. But the truth is, you cannot parent your child forever. But you can provide them with a strong foundation before you release them into the world. You raise your children in the Lord, and then you let them go. You do what you can, and then you trust them to God's care. Moses was born during difficult times. But Jochebed trusted God with her child. And as a result, Moses grew up knowing God, loving God's people, and fulfilling God's purpose for his life. So moms and dads, we also need to trust God with our children. Trust in the Lord yourself. Trust your children to the Lord. Raise your children in the Lord. Never stop loving them. Never stop praying for your children to know God, to love God's people, and to seek God's will for their life. Learn from Jochebed's example. Ask God to make you also a trusting mother. Will you join me in prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful story of Jochebed and her child and her faith, her beautiful, precious faith in you, Lord, a faith that was honored in the New Testament among all the great heroes of the faith. Lord, may we learn from this passage this morning to trust you with our children. You are a good and sovereign God. We thank you. We love you. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.